The section of abandoned freight rail was proposed to be a part of a new biking and walking trail in the Shenandoah Valley. It's a 50-mile stretch of Norfolk Southern's B line. Tom Cox with the Virginia Museum of Transportation says they are hoping the tracks can support the 611 excursions, and there are other economic opportunities.
There's still potential for some freight service on that line. Now, the Commonwealth Transportation Board has voted to turn it over to Virginia Passenger Rail Authority. At that time, while they'll still continue to be public input, in so doing, they have put their finger on the scale in favor of a rails with trails project.
Not everyone is happy with the vote. According to VDOT, a recreational trail would cost $164 million, while restoring the rail line with an adjacent trail would cost $687 million. Cox says the economic impact of offering both rails and trails will make back the difference and help visitors get up close to Virginia's rail history with, for example, rail bikes.
Essentially, it's on the rails and it's pedal powered. You can ride the rail bikes, but it has to be on the rail, and it's extremely popular. West Virginia has recently converted some of theirs to rail bike and trail. They don't have enough reservations.
Cox says there will be opportunities for more public input. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.